welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news. And everyone is having an absolutely wonderful day today. Beautiful day down here in Florida, as always. There's something that I wanted to start off with this morning and kind of just put this out there, and I want you guys to really think about it. Yesterday, I was talking to one of our customers, and I was also cleaning out my office some more, and I had, you know, more articles that I was finding from over the last year. You know, as you guys know, I like to print off a lot of articles. I can highlight sections of them, take notes on them. That way we can give you guys the fastest, you know, basically, you know, cram lesson we can in 57 minutes with all the information we can stuff into the show. And I was looking back at a lot of stuff with Trump and the stuff with the circus clown show and the impeachment and all the way back to the whole Russian collusion and everything that we've heard and how we've seen literally over the last couple of years repeated things that Trump has said that he was going to do, that he promised he would do, that he was going to do this, he was going to do that, and completely changed on him. And I've pretty much come to the conclusion now, and I've talked to a couple other people about this, and I don't want anybody getting mad. I don't want to listen to letters. Don't send me emails on this, because I'm pretty much already, the research that I've looked at this and the way that I've pretty much gone through this, I'm pretty confident in this. And I would debate anybody in a person. I just don't have time to respond to 50 emails that people want to argue on. But I want to get this out there, and I'm not going to spend a whole lot of time on it, because this just is, it's something that we need to understand. It's not helping the situation, and it's not contributing to the situation. It's more just causing division in the patriot community. There's too much emphasis being put on Donald Trump still. And let me clarify this. He is a figurehead titled the President of the United States. From what we have seen, there is no authority that he has any longer. Now, did he have it before? I don't know. I'm talking about the current situation. He is there, guys, now to be a distraction. Everything he has said, almost everything he has said over the last 4 to 5 months, he's gone back and forth on. He's caused so much confusion and so much distraction, and there's so much division in the patriot community now about one side of the patriot group still thinks he's God incarnate, and I'm being sarcastic, but I'm kind of not. They think he's basically the great savior, and the other group sees through all the BS that's going on and realizes he's nothing but a figurehead distraction. He's there to either love him or hate him. He has no current authority. This is why the presidential seal is no longer on the podium. This is why he cannot do anything. This is why he makes comments and argues with reporters and makes stupid tweets, and this is pretty much the only thing he does anymore. Always remember, every story, every film, every tale that you ever hear always has to have a villain and a hero. Everything. There always has to be some type of conflict, some conflict resolution. That's why if you go watch a film and there's not a villain, there's not a hero, and it's just like a blah, 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 there's no conflict, it's generally a boring story. It's a boring film. It's a boring tale. He plays the role of the villain and the hero at the same time. It's a chameleon effect, and it's incredibly effective. He provides the villain for the leftists that hate him, that want to always talk bad about him, that always want to criticize everything he does. I read an article the other day, and they were discussing the fact on how Biden, they said, we need to not even focus on these ridiculous allegations with Biden, and we need to address the fact why Trump's inactions killed 70 million people in the United States. First off, that's a complete and total idiotic statement. Trump's had nothing to do with 70 million deaths in the United States. Trump's not even in control of the situation right now. He's there again as a figurehead to create a villain and a hero persona for people to look at. Every narrative has a villain. Understand that. The globalists have made sure that the villain is not them. They have to provide a yin and the yang, so to speak. So you have Trump is the villain for the leftists, and he's basically the savior for some of the right. So they think he's playing this five-dimensional underwater chess while he's doing backflips, and everybody goes, he has a plan, shut up, don't say anything, don't push anything, just follow the plan, because it's going to save us. and the left is the complete opposite, which I've already told you guys. We really need to understand this and come together in unity as the patriot community. There only is one Savior, and that's Jesus Christ and God Almighty. That's it. There is no other Savior. Trump's not going to do anything to protect us. He has been involved with so many people throughout the past that have been very, very shady. There's no telling if they have dirt on him or if they've threatened his family or what. I don't know. I could speculate further, but I'm not going to. So please understand, stop arguing with us and stop arguing with other patriots about Trump is doing this and he has this five-dimensional chess game he's playing and he's got this going on and he's got that going on. If you are too blind to look at the facts and see what's going on and realize the man has no further authority in the United States currently, I don't know what else to tell you. But please don't send me emails and don't argue with me any further about it. If you want to live in fairy tale land, that's completely okay with me. I don't care. But stop putting out this disinformation, trying to pacify other patriots and make them think that there's this big giant plan under the covers that Trump's working on, that he's going to come and be this giant savior. We're now seeing one thing after another be put into place to monitor everybody, to control everybody, and to push a giant vaccine. If you guys have not seen this now, three prominent U.S. universities are now using taxpayer money, and they are creating a surveillance network similar to the Chinese credit score, the social credit score. They're saying they're using this to monitor Americans and assign them scores based on their exposure to the Wuhan coronavirus. This is not conspiracy theory. They're out in the open with this now. Tech news outlet .LA has reported now the University of Southern California, Emory University, and University of Texas Health Science Center have received very large federal grants to create mobile apps for contact tracing the coronavirus. This system will track a person's real-time location and symptoms and calculate a person's COVID-19 risk score. This is on Breitbart. I'm going to post the article today. USC's Cyrus Shabbat, a chair of the computer science department, has said the university hopes to have a working mobile app no later than August, in time to start the fall semester. For instance, people who have been assigned high personal risk scores might decide to stay home or get tested for COVID-19. So essentially the plan, what they're going to do is they're going to monitor people's locations and have people update and also be updated through the medical field on who has been tested positive for COVID-19 and who has not been tested positive for COVID-19. It will also alert you on your phone based on your location if you are entering an area that someone has tested positive for COVID-19 for. For example, you're going to set up the app on your phone and you're going to go into Lowe's. They're going to say, warning, there has been three people in Lowe's today that have tested positive for COVID-19 and they have not tested negative yet. Warning when you go into Lowe's. This is what they're setting up right now. They're also going to have, if you go to too many places and you've tested positive or you have not tested negative, that's the key word on here. If you go to too many places or come in contact with too many people that allegedly have COVID-19, your COVID-19 risk score goes up. Meaning now, if you're around friends or family, their risk score goes up and so on. So what's going to happen is, if you go out in public and you go around people, they're going to get notified on their phone that you're a COVID-19 high-risk individual and to basically shun you. They are working on this application right now and want to have it fully operational by August. We already know what China has done with this social credit score. Apple and Google already announced last month, and I reported on this in detail, that they're also working on a Bluetooth application that is apparently going to work with this same app that will provide actual contact tracing of the COVID-19 smartphone location data. And I went into detail on that. That means if you come close to somebody who has not tested negative or has tested positive for COVID-19, it's going to alert you on your phone, and it also will work with these other apps to alert them on who you've been exposed to. They are literally building a full-blown Chinese credit score and calling it the COVID-19 smartphone app right now, currently, as we speak in this country, and nobody even realizes what's going on. At the exact same time, we now have Bill Gates come out and say that he wants to have a minimum of 7 billion vaccines ready by next year. Now, one interesting thing I told you guys yesterday, there's over 100 COVID-19 vaccines that are currently in development. The CARES Act that we basically got bamboozled on again, that was signed into law on March 27th, allocated $27 billion for COVID-19 vaccine development just in the U.S. alone. Now, one thing that I was actually wrong about yesterday, I'm going to clarify it, it's worse than I said. The Operation Warp Speed, the coalition of scientists, government, military, private, everybody that have basically given a blank check to produce as many vaccines as they physically can, and now has reported, and I pulled up the source on it, their goal is to deliver not 100 million vaccines, but to deliver 300 million doses of Corona vaccine from November to December 2020, and another 300 million by January 2021. Do you understand what that means, guys? That means they want to have the vaccines ready for full-blown deployment by the end of this year for every single person in this country, and have enough vaccines to revaccinate everybody by the beginning of next year sometime in the spring. That is what Trump signed into law. Now, what nobody's bothering to talk about is that Bill Gates said in an interview this week that he wants to have 7 billion vaccine doses by next year. We have now almost every single pharmaceutical company in the planet full-blown, full steam ahead, producing as many vaccines as they can, or working on developing vaccines, I should say, in essence, to produce them. Now, here's what you have to ask yourself this question. If Bill Gates is planning on doing $700 billion and Trump's mandated $600 million, will the entire world's population volunteer to get this vaccine, or are the drug companies counting on the fact that they will become effectively mandated? Do you really think that these vaccine companies are going to spend hundreds of billions of dollars over the next year and a half developing and manufacturing literally vaccines for the entire planet, all on the premise that it's going to be a voluntary vaccine that you may want to get if you think you've been exposed to somebody with COVID-19? Think about that for a second. Do you think these greedy pharmaceutical companies are going to spend their entire year and a half and all of their grant money and all of their time, energy, and research to develop and produce a vaccine that is simply going to be maybe voluntary for you? To me, it seems very clear that they've already gotten the green light that this is going to be a full-blown global mandate vaccine. And now we're starting to see, with these apps being produced, they are probably going to say, once you get your COVID-19 vaccine, you get a low credit score, so you basically can do whatever you want. You don't have a high-risk credit score anymore with COVID-19, and you can do anything you want. You can get loans. You can buy another car. You can refinance your house. You can do anything you want now because you've gotten the vaccine. But, hey, if you don't have the vaccine and your high-risk score is up, you know, we're going to have to deny you from a loan. Heck, we may not even allow you to go into the bank. You may have to just stay on mobile stuff at your house. You know, you're not going to be able to go to a dealership and apply for an online application. Hey, you're not going to be able to go to Publix and buy food anymore because you're going to have to scan that when you go in there. This seems very eerie that all these universities are getting millions and millions, if not billions of dollars in grants to build these apps along with Google for something that apparently is supposed to be over pretty soon, and we're already seeing the trend go down. Just think about it, guys. We're not being told the truth. And if you read between the lines, they're telling you what they're about to do while they're lying to our faces. You just have to be smart enough to see it. Hence why I said at the beginning of the show, it's really important we all start banding together and speaking the truth and working with one another and not fighting over something as idiotic as whether or not a sitting U.S. president actually has the authority to do anything in this country. Because as we all pretty much know, all the way since JFK and since till now, the president has very little impact on what he can truly do in this country. And it comes down to the globalist boys in the back that actually say what can and can't be done, Dad. That's what I wanted to start off and say this morning to get that off my chest.
That was an incredible opening, Austin, and you're absolutely right. God, you've made so many points here. The thing we have to look at is the AI component of this. All right?
Yes.
We've been, you know, we're being turned over to an AI. And, you know, we've been warning you and warning you about this, what the 5G is all about. All of these things are like overlaying layers that are being put in place that we don't see the entire component. Let me give you an example from a movie everybody has seen. Remember the movie Iron Man, the very first one, when Tony Stark basically was put into a cave in Afghanistan, basically had to, you know, build a suit of armor, and he didn't want his captors to see the suit of armor's, you know, diagram and the blueprints. So he put multiple layers on top of layers in the paperwork he was putting together in order to conceal it. Now, this is what they're doing to us. You know, Robert Kiyosaki, the man who had written the book Rich Man, Poor Dad, which Rich Dad, Poor Dad, oh gosh, 20, 25 years ago, he was asked when Obama came into office, is Obama going to save us? Is he going to do this? And he just started laughing. He said, Obama, what does that mean? He has no power, okay? And when he did this, you know, he was on all these national shows all the time and immediately gone. You hardly rarely ever hear from him anymore. It was the same thing they did to me as far as the top 10 foods never to eat. That was banned from telling the people the truth about pharmaceuticals and foods that are bad for you. Kawasaki straight told the truth as far as the presidency is a figurehead. You know, there have been so many executive orders declared and so many other contingency of government declared as far as in the United States with executive orders through the CIA, through the Rothschild banking cartel, being done by the lobbyists, etc., that we have a position of presidency now that's a show host, basically. He's basically an actor, and he's put into position of authority. Even Bill Clinton, when asked about decisions, he says, I don't make those decisions. They come from higher up. He said, I learned a long time ago that I don't make those decisions. I'm told what to do. He said that. I'm paraphrasing him, but that's what he said. Now, this is what we have with Trump. The problem is that Trump was put in front of us for 15 years on his Apprentice show. He basically is a bankrupt whoremonger. Let's just be real. That's what he is. All right. And he basically, you know, has sex with porn stars and whoever else I guess he can get a hold of. I mean, you know, you listen to his interview with Billy Bush, you'll see the real personality of Donald Trump. My friend, who's a beautiful wife down in Palm Beach, was told not to let his wife get near Trump because he'll try to have sex with her just to prove that he can have sex with anybody's wife he wants. That's Donald Trump. But yet, Christians everywhere want to argue with me that this man is the savior of creation, that he's the one who's supposed to be going to deliver us. And then they came out with this Q psychop, and they said, oh, by the way, there's this giant 550, I guess it'd be 176,000 dimensional chest now, I guess we do that. And basically there are all these different plays that are being done, and Trump's doing all of this stuff to trap the deep state, releasing all the children in the underground caverns and bringing the hospital ship in New York to put these kids into, and all this crap is all it is. It's just a bunch of lies because they don't want you to be focused on the truth. Now, the truth is, we have Lucifer who wants to be omnipresent on this planet. He's done it before. He's not omnipresent. He's an entity. He's not a god. And he wants to have the ability to be as a god. Because remember, he's still mad that you and I were created in God's image. And he's jealous that he's not us. I mean, he's just pissed off, to be honest with you. Forgive the vernacular, but that's what he is. That's why he runs about as a roaring lion seeking those who he may devour. The problem is, for some reason, this thing, whatever he is, doesn't want to die. It just goes on and on and on and on. I guess it's because he was built in heaven, you know, as one of God's angels. I don't understand all that either. But the point is, we've got a situation where we have an entity that wants to be a god, that basically started a whole religion around himself. Basically, that would be the Kabbalah and all of the ancient Canaanite religions. And he gets fed through the blood of infants and through the energy released when these kids are killed and all of the other crazy stuff these guys are involved in. This thing basically now wants to be omnipresent through a 5G network, through a D-Wave computer that he's going to control. Remember, they say the D-Wave computer has an interdimensional interface and they don't even know how it works. Well, Lucifer knows how it works because he's the one who gave him the technology. or I guess you'd call him Einsoff, or you'd call him Bale or Moloch, or just pick one of the many names this chameleon has gone by all of these years. And it's funny that Austin would use that word chameleon when it comes to Trump, because it's the same thing. Lucifer's like a chameleon. He masquerades, it says in the Bible. He can masquerade as an angel of the light. So these people who are Christians, who don't have any kind of ulterior motive except they just want to love people and love God, they trust Trump because they're trustworthy. In other words, I'm trustworthy. Austin's trustworthy. So we like to believe that everybody else that we know is trustworthy. That's the problem with Christianity. They don't understand that not everybody is trustworthy, and especially people who've been raised in the church, whose father and mother were Christians, their grandparents were Christians, their great-grandparents were Christians, and they go through their entire existence believing that everybody has their best interests at heart. And so when Donald Trump shows up and he talks the talk, but he does not walk the walk, oh, we're going to let, no, I'm never going to touch your Second Amendment rights. You know, we're going to get rid of Obamacare. We're going to do all these things. We're going to get rid of vaccines. We're going to have them investigate. All the stuff that he tells you still at the rallies is all a bunch of lies, because he's a liar. Donald Trump is a liar and a thief, kind of like Lucifer. You think, well, you say that Donald Trump's Lucifer. I didn't say that. Donald Trump has lied so many times in business to get to where he is. I mean, he's lied to us so many times. So many times. You know, as far as what he's going to do. He's stolen the hearts and the minds of so many Christians. He brings people into his Christian advisory board who have really, really tainted reputations in Christianity. I'm not going to mention any names. And then he has a whole group of people up there in D.C. Now, remember, Trump's not doing this. This deep state, this Rothschild group is doing this. Then they've got, who knows, 20, 30, 40 people that are, quote, White House insiders, and they're part of the White House core, and they stay in contact with these megachurch pastors and these top radio personalities, and they tell them, oh, we have the plan. This is the plan. Don't worry, we got the plan. So they're being handled. I told that to a pastor friend of mine last summer. He was coming up with this nonsense. The guy's a loon. And I finally told him, I said, you're being handled by the White House. You're being handled. He goes, that's not true. I said, oh, yeah, it's true. You're being handled. Then finally he realized, he said to me one day, he said, I think you're right. I think I'm being handled. I said, no, it's not anything to it. It's, you're being handled. You're being told that, you know, we have all this authority now because we have a seat at the table in the White House, and that we're going to have all these abilities given to us as Christians in government in these positions, and none of it's true. Trump has more CFR members, Council on Foreign Relations members, in the White House than any other president ever has that I know of. And the CFR is right from the League of Nations, right from the Rothschild group, right from 1920. All of this is pushed through for the last 100 years. And it's all about having a world government. That's what the CFR wants. And see, this is where we are. And this is what's happening. I have another talk show friend of mine. He said that we have a high probability of going to war. He's talked to a brigadier general who goes to the Pentagon on a regular basis, and they're preparing the United States for war. I talked to you guys about this about a month ago. I think it was a Friday show about a month ago. And see, whether we go to war or don't go to war, it doesn't make any difference at this point. It's so they're prepping us for a police state. You know, Prager came out with a really interesting article. And I'm going to read you part of it. It says, our dress rehearsal for a police state. This is posted on our website. And he starts talking about all the people that have told him all of these things are possible in the United States. And he said that he never thought any of this was true. I'm paraphrasing. And then he goes on to say, there are several things that are happening right now. We're having draconian laws depriving citizens of elementary civil rights. Number two, we're having a mass media supportive of states' messaging and deprivation of rights. That's completely Rothschild control, by the way. Number three, use of police. I mean, we have been militarizing the police in the United States for the past 30 years. I mean, they have MRAPs. They have 50 caliber Barretts. They have tanks in some places. I mean, this is some crazy stuff that's going on right now with police that we're supposed to be there to serve and protect. Remember, this is exactly what Germany did. They basically kept the police really armed to the teeth with machine guns. You go to Germany right now, still the police are armed with machine guns. And number four, you got to have your snitches. And, you know, there's one thing I loathe. I loathe tattletales. I loathe snitches. I mean, you got to have snitches. You got to have them calling up and saying, Ted Brower had a party at his house because he has a grandbaby, and they were giving that grandbaby a birthday party, and he had four people show up, but they weren't wearing masks. And you go, oh, they would never do that. Are you kidding me? I told you the story yesterday of the one person up there, I believe it was in Wisconsin or Minnesota. The police officer comes over and chews this lady out because her child had gone over to a friend's house to play. They want as much social alienation as they can possibly get. They want to make sure that they break down the family unit and the neighborhood unit of people that care, because they want everybody, like Austin mentioned earlier, they want everybody to be suspect of everybody else. In other words, do you have coronavirus? Ooh, are you the one? Ooh, are you going to infect me? Oh, call 911. You have a potential coronavirus infectee. Well, they wouldn't do it. Yeah, they're already doing that too, guys. They're doing all that. See, remember, they already have what's called the Medical Information Bureau. I like to refer to it as the Men in Black. And so every time you go to the doctor's office who reports to the MIB, they tell the MIB what your blood pressure is, you know, what your health standing is, and the insurance companies use this to determine your risk profile if you want health insurance or if you want to have life insurance. It's called Medical Information Bureau. And once you get information on that, it becomes public record to all these other organizations. Now they're going to be able to tie that together with social credit scores and your exposure to coronavirus. And so now all of a sudden, you're going to be tainted. You're tainted. You saw someone who may not be negative for coronavirus. Meh, meh, meh. Buzzers go off. You're like, what the heck? It's all part of forcing you into compliance by hitting you with a cattle prod, metaphorically. That's what they want. It's kind of like the dogs when you train them with an invisible hot wire. You bury it under the ground. They have a shock collar on. When they get near the fence, zap, zap, it gives them a pulse through their neck, and they go, oh, God, can't go over there. Pretty soon that dog will run up and down the wire and never cross it because they don't want to get shocked. This is the same thing they're doing to us right now. It's that Pavlovian Skinner conditioning from Leipzig University brought over here by the Frankfurt School that's conditioning us to be a bunch of slaves. But yet nobody wants to talk about the fact that the Rothschilds, the international banking community, are the ones that are working as servants, Satan's to Lucifer, you know, basically servants. You know, what did the Rothschild mom say? Remember her? Her name was Gertrude Schnapper Rothschild. Here's what she said. She goes, if my sons did not want wars, there would be none. I'm going to repeat that. If my sons, the Rothschilds, did not want wars, there would be none. They use the wars to create paradigm shifts. That's what they do them for, because they want to make sure they can change the opinions and the attitudes of people as quickly as possible. And basically using a war allows them to do that very, very quickly. So you end up with snitches. You end up with the Medical Information Bureau. You end up with China now rattling war sabers. They're talking about war, physical war. They're talking about it with the United States. You know, you got Donald Trump being used as a figurehead with no real power. You have people like Kiyosaki saying basically that Trump has no power, Obama has no power. It's all being held by the deep state, which we know is the Rothschild banking empire, and the people who are on the Council on Foreign Relations, and the Committee of 300, and the Bilderberger Group. And they've done to us the old proverbial frog. They've stuck us in water, they've heated it up, and now it's about to boil, and everybody is so controlled by normalcy bias and social credit scores that nobody wants to hop out of the water. We're sitting here watching ourselves get boiled. We got Gates wanting to put out 7 billion vaccines for what, 30 different coronaviruses? We already know that it won't work. It can't work. So all of this stuff is being used for another reason. It has nothing to do with your health. They're prepping us for a one-world government. Yesterday I was swapping a telephone at the T-Mobile store. I'm not endorsing them because they're an extremely liberal group. And I basically, you know, was talking to the sales rep, and she told me that she had thyroid cancer because of her exposure to telephones. She had her thyroid removed, 31 years old. Then we started talking about what was going on in the world. And then there were three black ladies there, and I started talking to them about what's happening. You know me, I just love to talk about this stuff anyhow, because it's something that I know if we don't talk about it together in aggregate to everybody we meet, we're not going to make any changes. I told them about the show, and finally they said, well, what's really going on? And I said, the international banking community wants a new world order under a one-world currency, under a one-world government. And the one black lady said, I said that was right. I said that was right. I told my friends that's what's going on, and nobody believed me. They said I was crazy. And I said, no, that's exactly what's going on. But then I had to inform them. They listened to the show that we were politically incorrect. I'm kind of like their great-great-grandmother for these black ladies who were part of the black church back in the 40s and the 50s and the 60s that literally held the community of the blacks together in a spiritual bond. That's who I basically want them to see this show as. I didn't tell them that. I probably should have. Because if you take Christ out, then you end up with Lyndon Johnson and the Great Society program where everybody gets a paycheck for having babies out of wedlock and destroys the culture. This is where we have found ourselves. You know, Catherine Austin Fitz said that she learned about deliverance and about prayer from the black church community. And she found that it was a real world on the other side of the veil. Guys, I told you about Mancow. He came on the show last year and he talked about going down to Costa Rica and taking those psychedelic drugs, ayahuasca, I believe it was, and basically saw the things out in the woods and relived his father's death in Technicolor and seeing little details he had never seen before, realizing there was another thing on the other side of the veil. They know this is CERN. They're trying to open the veil to allow these things to have a portal to come into our country and our world. And this is the group. This is why they have that god Shiva sitting out in front of that place, another demonic god. Then they had this mock human sacrifice outside of the doggone entrance to the, CERN tunnel, the CERN collider. And then when they opened that doggone tunnel into Switzerland, from Switzerland into Italy, they had that giant druidic sacrifice ceremony, basically parade of druids. I mean, this is what's going on. We find ourselves being run by a death sex cult that's based on the ancient Canaanite and Egyptian religions that were combined in the Zohar and pushed into today via the Kabbalah and Jacob Frank in 1666, who basically brought in the Rothschild banking cartel into the satanic movement. And all of this stuff is happening before our very eyes, and you guys can go right back into the internet right now and you can verify every single thing that I said, and you're going to find that I'm right. And it's not because I'm, some brilliant guy doing a radio show, because I'm far from that. It's just that what it is that I'm trying my best to let you guys know that I read a lot, and this stuff is readily known information. Now, what I am is a child of God. What I am is a show host who tries to tell you the truth to the best of my ability. What I am is a show host that's a blood covenant with the Most High God, and because of our connection through Christ, you and I are quantumly entangled, and I pray for you guys every single day. That's who I am. So I'm here just telling you the truth. Like, when I don't do the shows on the weekend, I can still feel like I told you guys yesterday, you guys pulling on what's going on, because I'm like you guys. I don't want to be in communication with you guys all the time. But because of this censorship, I had another person tell me that we've been blocked on Facebook again. And all these things happening, to this show, why? Why is it that all these people are supposedly banned on YouTube or back on YouTube? I'm not back on YouTube, okay? Unless I have some health things from the Health Masters website, that's still available. My channel that I did for this show is gone, and I can't get it back up again. Why is it all of a sudden these people that were, quote, banned by YouTube are now having their articles and their shows, full shows, put back on YouTube? Well, it's pretty simple, isn't it? Who are they really working for? What's the motive? Are they fearmongers? Are they telling you what I'm telling you about AI, about these international bankers, about the Zohar? Guys, if they're not talking to you about the Kabbalah and what these people believe, you got to ask yourself a question. What do they believe, and who are they working for? Just thought I'd mention that, Austin. What do you think, bud?
That's really well said. And I mean, so again, I encourage everybody, wake up. Talk about stuff. Get this information out there. Just show people that, of what's really going on. It's interesting. I saw another article from Horowitz, which sees an individual, basically Daniel Horowitz. He explained over what was on the Conservative Review, is he said this movement now, that people have had enough with this obscene, heavy-handed tactics. I mean, we're seeing videos from all over the country every day. I get them, you know, people emailing to me. I've had people text stuff to me. People getting arrested, people getting fined, people getting thrown on the ground and handcuffed. I mean, police showing up, like Dad said, at people's houses for little birthday parties. I mean, it isn't just an isolated incident. You know, it hasn't happened one time in California. I mean, it's happening all over the country. I mean, for example, the instance I told you guys a couple weeks ago, Pinellas County, Tampa, when the guy that owned the game store, he sold like card games, and the sheriff's department showed up, warned him that he had to close his business. He said, "No, I'm essential." They said, "No, you're not. You're not essential." He goes, "How do you get to deem who's essential? Please show me a constitutional law, Florida Constitution, where it gives you the right to deem who is essential and non-essential to the point that you can shut down a business and strip me of my livelihood and make me go broke and I have to sit at home and shudder in fear because there's nothing else for me to do. Please show me where it even implies that." They said, "It's an emergency order for the governor. You are not essential. You cannot work. You have to shut down your business." And he goes, "No. No. How about no? How about no? Heck no. I just won't do it." They show up and arrest him. Take him to jail. Charge him with failure to comply with an emergency order, whatever the exact term was on it. And his attorney got the whole thing dropped. The prosecuting attorney in Tampa said, "No, no, Bill, no information. This is done. We're dropping this. This is not, no. This can't happen. We can't even legitimately prosecute this because there's no evidence or any reason or precedent to prosecute this." And that right there showed me, okay, this guy fell on the sword for everybody else. He made a stand. He got arrested over it. He's got a mugshot over it now. But he's basically proved his point. Now we see right here, this is what Horwitz has been saying. He said, we've never experienced a time in our nation's history where the movement of an entire people of a state was suspended indefinitely. And this is what they're doing. I told you guys that in Oregon yesterday. They're number 40th in the entire country as far as COVID-19 cases. Minimal at best. Minimal. And even of those, you wonder how many of them are actually legitimate. They shut them down to July 6th now. And he goes on to say, he goes, "What authority does a governor or a county official have to suspend all personal liberty, property rights of even healthy individuals, business owners, indefinitely without due process?" He goes, "The answer is, of course, that absolutely no such authority exists." He goes, "If there is, there would be some type of significant shortened timeline. We have a massive emergency. You basically have to stay home for a couple days. This is not that. You're blindly telling people that even their health that have had no issues, their business has been healthy, they've been trying to work and stay productive, and they're still using sanitary guidelines and stupid term social distancing is so idiotic to me. I'm so overhearing this garbage. Everybody's saying it all the time. 6 feet apart, you can't connect, you don't talk to anybody, you have to wear a face mask, you got to basically pretend that everybody's the enemy. You guys notice that now? Notice when you go out in public, how especially if you don't wear a face mask, everybody looks at you like you're some like communist Chinese dictator showing up to try to kill people. I'm not joking. The glares you get, the looks you get from people now, they're just completely and totally brainwashed. And think about this for a second. They're trying to condition you. They're conditioning you to think that people who stand up for their freedoms and want to travel freely, unmolested on their way, are selfish, extreme, irresponsible, hateful, irrational, and lawless. They're conditioning you to think that, guys, even though the things that they're telling you to do make zero sense whatsoever. Some of this stuff completely contradicts sanitary habits. Case in point, Chicago. I'm not even going to get in my opinion of Chicago now. Now they're saying in Chicago, this is what the lunatic clowns have said in Chicago. When you go into a store or building, you are now asked to tip down your mask by lowering it so the business owner can see your face to make sure you're not there essentially to rob him, implying the end of that. Case in point, Governor J.B. Pritzmas has now made mandatory masks in Illinois effective. In response to this, they've now decided to put out the following guidance, and I quote, "We're here to create a safety initiative called Tip Your Mask. to help prevent confusion and racial bias. Tip Your Mask is coordination with various police departments in Illinois. When you go into a store building, you are now asked to tip your mask by lowering it so the business owner can see your face. That's, they have a poster of this girl grabbing the front of her mask, pulling it down, smiling, and then, you know, basically putting it back up. And this simple gesture depicted in the poster completely negates the benefit of wearing the mask. The germs that you're supposedly stopping on an N95 from coming into your body are on the outside of your mask, which if anybody knows sanitation or quarantine guidelines, you're never supposed to touch the front of your mask with your bare hands. You're supposed to wear gloves. And if you do touch it, you take it off and you take your gloves off. If you talk to anybody that's basically in hospital, they go through gloves and face masks all day long. They're constantly changing them out. Because if you touch your mask with your hands, gloves or not, you've now contaminated your hands. Now, any surface that you touch that may have the virus on your mask, you now have it on your hands and you touch it in different areas. Now, what's funny is people are wearing these masks for hours at a time, sometimes reusing them over and over and over again. Healthcare providers take them off over and over and over again and put brand new ones on because that's how they work. The program is now advocating that you wash your hands as soon as you tip your mask. So if you have touched the outside of your mask, you then touch a cart or you touch a door handle or you make your purchase and then you go outside and take it off and then hand sanitize your hands, well, now you've just touched your door handle, your steering wheel, your keys, your door, the product that you basically purchased, the whole transaction experience, whether it's cash or credit card or PIN number, everything else, you've now contaminated all that with what's on the front of your mask. So you've provided zero protection. If not, you've probably actually contaminated more things than not because you've now walked around and touched your mask every time you walk into a store. This is how idiotic things have gotten. And they're saying, we know it's to prevent any issues or in robberies and so forth. No, it's not. This is the truth. It messes up facial recognition software and cameras. That's what's going on now. They want to make sure everybody's face is on camera because when you go in and you're wearing sunglasses and N95 mask, you pretty much cannot get a very solid facial reading, especially if you wear a hat. You invariably shut down the facial recognition software. It can't even figure you out anymore. So now they want to make sure they keep everybody's face on the facial recognition software. They're telling them it's to be polite to tip your mask. This is what they are saying. So obviously, they don't care about safety. They obviously don't care at all about sanitation. They simply care about promoting their agenda. This is why I keep telling everybody, we have to stand strong right now as America. If we fall back right now and we continue to capitulate and act like good little sheep, it's only going to get worse. They're pretending and telling everybody, there's no issue with food. There was an article that came out with the other day, that, oh, there's no problem with food. You need to, I told you on Bainey's Line, you need to stop hoarding food. It makes it worse for everybody else. There's no food shortage. There's no problem with food. But then you have articles coming out even from Yahoo Mail that say that Wendy's restaurants in some cases in some states are taking their burgers off the menu because they have no beef. They literally cannot get any beef at Wendy's because all these slaughterhouse companies have shut down. And a lot of these farmers have basically had to shut down and either let the cows just run around or they've had to slaughter them and try to process them in a hurry or store the meat for themselves. With dozens of slaughterhouses and dozens of processing plants have basically been shut down now. Wendy's, the home, you know, the burger, never frozen, whatever they say. They don't have beef in some cases now. But you don't want to talk about that. There's a video I saw the other day, very troubling. Like a 70-something-year-old woman was walking out of a pizza joint with two pizzas in her arm. The video footage caught it up, surveillance video. She's walking out the front door with two pizzas in a box, ready to go home. She's got to be at least in her 70s. You can tell she's an older lady. Looks real nice. Walks out of the store. There's a guy with a face mask on, holding a steel pipe, standing outside. She was not using any situational awareness because you could see him creeping already before she even walked outside. As soon as she got out the front door, he started to beat her with a steel pipe and proceeded not to steal her wallet or her cell phone or her money. He stole her pizzas. He stole her pizzas, guys. Didn't steal her cash. Didn't steal her credit card. Didn't steal any jewelry if she's wearing any. I couldn't tell in the video. Stole her $15 to $20 pizzas with a steel pipe. That's how desperate people are already getting in this country. And the little globalist figureheads that bobble around on TV every day that I literally do not even watch now because of such rhetoric that they're putting out are pretending that, hey, we're okay. Everybody's got their $1,200 now. You know, we did you a big favor. We gave you a sixth of the $2.5 almost trillion-dollar bill, which in reality was actually a $6.2 trillion bill that we now found just gave money to everybody except the American population. I mean, billions of dollars in bailouts for all these big corporations, millions of dollars in grants to all these different universities. I mean, it was nuts when you read through it. It's absolutely nuts. This is what's going on, and hence why I encourage everybody, make sure you're armed. Make sure you've got a pistol on you if you go somewhere, especially if you're going out by yourself and you're a female. Know what to have and use. And the biggest thing, one of the biggest tools is situational awareness, because it can get you out or prevent you from getting in a situation before it even escalates. I always talk about that. That's one thing that Dad always taught me when I was younger. When you go places, look around. Be cognizant of what's happening. Don't just mindlessly, oh, Bubba walked through the parking lot at 9 o'clock at night with no lights on by myself, and I look around because I'm fine. This is America. I don't get robbed in America. Hell, you get robbed in America. You get gutted in America, too. And people want to pretend that that doesn't happen anymore. It happens every single day in this country. And I promise you, it's getting worse right now with people are getting hungry to the point that people are resorting to taking steel bats and beating elderly women just to steal their pizza off them. That tells you the state of America that we're starting to fall into right now. And so people need to realize this is not a joke anymore. Stay prepared, stay armed, stay awake, keep your eyes open, and get ready for anything. That's why I've been telling everybody. We have a few food buckets left. We've already burnt through almost all of them. We shipped them all out already. Had a few more that came in the organic food buckets. Got a few left that's in the back. I've told everybody, make sure you're stocking up on these. If you can't afford food buckets, then go buy rice and beans from the house. Because I promise you, there's going to be a time in the very near future, that if you don't get a vaccine, your civil liberties and your rights are going to be restricted, guys. They're not producing billions of vaccines right now by the end of the year and next year because they're going to put them in a warehouse never to use them. They're producing those vaccines because they want to get paid their billions upon billions of dollars. They already know that these vaccines are going to be mandated, or these vaccine and these pharmaceutical companies would not be going full tilt. Everything shuts down except for vaccine research and manufacturing right now. I promise you, they wouldn't do it. They're about their cash, guys. They're, what, a $600 billion a year industry, the pharmaceutical industry, poised to be almost a $1 trillion a year industry by this year if this vaccine thing takes off. They're not doing it for their health, and I promise you, they're not doing it for fun. They're doing it to make as much money as they can physically stack up right now. Understand what's going on. Stay prepped and get the truth out there, guys.
You know, Austin, very well said. Savage came on, and he said something very, very strong. I mean, he's basically an epidemiologist, PhD, and he said, I will refuse to take a rushed COVID vaccine. It will be ineffective, and it will be dangerous. He basically said that he'd rather go out and join a militia. Okay? I mean, think about that for a second. Because of what the side effects going to be from this. And, he said, this is just absolutely insanity. And he goes on to say, and if this fascist, quote, liberal governors think they have a problem on their hands that they're making believe will go away with shutdowns, wait until they try to tell you that you must have a vaccine to leave your house, I would join a militia before I took a vaccine. I'd go to the hills. I'm not taking it. I refuse. And I don't care who tells me I have to take it. If Donald Trump tells me to take it, I'm not taking it. You hear me? I'm not taking it for Jesus. I'm not taking it for Trump. I'm not taking it for Moses. I'm not taking it for Isaiah. I'm not taking it for Muhammad. And I'm not taking it for Charlie Parker. I'm not taking it. I mean, that's a pretty strong statement. I mean, that's a pretty doggone good thing for Mike Savage to say. I mean, think through this for a second, guys. What is he trying to say other than, hey, the tyranny is upon us, and I'm simply not going to be involved in it. And it's so good to hear so many people saying, I won't do this. The question is, Will they capitulate? Will they decide, oh, well, I'm going to go ahead and do it anyhow. I'm going to take the vaccine. What difference does it make? To quote Hillary Clinton with Benghazi, the Sabbatean witch. God. But that's the truth. People need to realize what's going on. I mean, right now, by the way, more news articles. Russian radar systems are now discovered near Israel on the border on over there. I guess they should be concerned about that because they're making sure that Israel is protected regardless of the matter what happens. The USC Emory creating coronavirus surveillance system similar to China's social credit scoring. That's what I wanted to mention this morning, you know, because Austin talked about that earlier. And you need to realize how wicked all of this stuff is and what these people are being involved in. I've posted a history of the House of Rothschild on the websites, and I want you guys to realize it. By the way, the airlines are still getting worse. It keeps getting much, much worse. And, you know, that's kind of a dual-edged sword with me because I've flown a lot over the years, and I have seen so many times that I've been hosed over by the airlines, hosed over by the airlines, hosed over by the airlines. Especially when you try to book plane flights on points. They don't give you any point seats. It's just awful. And so it's kind of a love-hate relationship, an ambivalent relationship with these airlines with me because you need them to get around, but you don't like the way they treat people because they got so arrogant and so greedy. By the way, Hertz is preparing for bankruptcy. You know, when you stop having people travel and not need rental cars, you have a situation in which it becomes a big, big problem. Oh, up in Tennessee, by the way, just in case you hadn't heard about it, more than 100,000 were without power the other day, and an off-duty firefighter was killed as storms swept through Tennessee. Also, U.S. manufacturers basically have their new orders have crashed by the most ever, and they said it'd be even worse by the end of April, May. So, I mean, this is going to be interesting how this is all happening. In Oregon, DHS announces plans to confiscate children. Austin covered this yesterday. If foster parents test positive for coronavirus and deemed unable to provide for them. And something good happened in California. California police officers at an anti-lockdown protest. I mean, now we're having to say we want our freedoms back because they've been taken away. Even in California, an ex-Marine grabbed a doggone megaphone and started challenging their integrity as far as the officers who were willing to do this. And the officers backed down. Munchen, by the way, is also now saying that international travel may not resume this year. He said it's too hard to tell, so I guess they want to keep us completely locked down for as long as they possibly can. And I guess, quite frankly, when you stop and think about this, you go, wow, it is so hard for me to believe that these guys are telling us what they're going to do, and we're accepting it. Of course, we're not on this show, and you guys are not listening to this show. But one little health article to do, Tiger Woods says, which I don't have any respect for him, by the way, at all. He's an unbelievably filthy foul mouth, says that he would tell his younger self to run less after 30-mile sprints destroyed his body and his knees. Now, I've got another friend of mine. His name is Steve, and he used to be a runner, and he had to have back problems and back surgery and everything else. Let me share something with you real quick from a health standpoint. If you're going to run, do it on like an elliptical runner where you don't have impact. That's so important. Or do it on one of those rubberized tracks. Do not do it on concrete. I mean, asphalt is better than concrete. Grass, if it's a solid footing, is even better because it'll give with you. But the rubberized tracks aren't that bad. But guys, fast walking and using an elliptical runner are a lot healthier for you from a joint standpoint. And let me share something with you. You know, I'm 64 years old and I've trained with weights my entire life. There's certain exercises like squats you don't need to do as far as any kind of heavyweight. If you can't do 25 reps with a squat bar, don't do the weight. Just don't do it. And, you know, then be careful with your heart if you increase the reps that high because it'll really make your cardiovascular system, you know, work hard. In addition to that, be really careful with behind the neck presses. They really have a tendency to really mess with your shoulders. And also be really careful with pull downs with a lat bar behind your head. That'll really mess up your shoulders too. And, you know, I've got issues with my left shoulder. Of course, I've already had back surgery from all the training and all the athletics that I did. And my doctor told me, the guy who did the surgery on me back, you know, gosh, over 30 years ago now, my back, he said, don't run anymore. It's too hard on your joints and too hard on your spine. And, guys, here's the thing. You know, we try to balance out the show the best we possibly can to keep you guys informed of the latest world news and health research. We've been really tied into the coronavirus now. But keep your immune system strong. D3, K2, potassium iodide, zinc, vitamin C every single day. I love you guys. And again, I had the privilege of praying for you again today. It means the world to me that you guys listen. And thanks for your support. Also, go ahead, Dennis, you're up.
Yes, absolutely, guys. And continue to be speaking the truth right now, because we got to stay strong. We got to keep this information out there and keep exercising, like Dad said. I mean, I've been very, very proud of my local community here in my little town in Auburndale. People have been out walking. I mean, I saw people out the other day at like a park that they really couldn't close, which was, it's funny because they say like, oh, well, this part of the park's closed, but you can't not go to this part of the park. People are out there working, doing some walking lunges with dumbbells and stuff, which is another good exercise. Got to watch your knees, though, if you're doing those, to make sure you're keeping your foot out far enough. A lot of good stuff you can do, though, outside. A lot of good stuff you can do with just dumbbells. I mean, I've gone before where I've been places and I've thrown a set of 20, 25-pound dumbbells in my truck. If I'm gone or I'm working or I'm moving around for a couple days, you can sit there. As long as you got a chair or something you can do, you can do just about anything with dumbbells. I mean, there's a lot you can do with dumbbells, especially if you have at least a decent amount of weight that you can keep your reps and volume with and superset different exercises. So don't feel like you can't work out right now because the gyms are closed. I've seen a lot of people say, oh, I can't work out. Obviously, be smart, especially with bands. Bands can be problematic with things if you don't have them hooked on stuff. I've seen a lot of people get hit with bands before. They popping off and breaking stuff. So be careful with those. I'm more of a dumbbell person. That's how I've always been. I like it if I can control the weight better and I don't have to worry about stuff flying off and hit me. But keep your diet clean. Keep your system cleaned out. Keep your the sugar out of your body right now. Keep your mind clear. Keep training hard. Keep pushing. Keep focusing on what you need. Keep your immune system healthy and get this truth out there. Thank you for the support. If you need anything, healthmasters.com. Prostate support's on sale right now. Thank you, guys. Have a blessed, safe, awesome night. And we'll talk to you again tomorrow, as always.